If you ever felt overwhelmed by your calendar or longed for more control over your time, you're in the right place. Get ready to discover how to filter what does and doesn't belong on your calendar so you can create a schedule that aligns with your dreams and priorities. Welcome to the Grace-Filled Leader Podcast. Do you want better work-life balance? Do you get stuck in patterns of perfectionism and people-pleasing? Have you always been an overachiever but never really felt good enough, no matter how much outward success you achieve? Do you want more time for the things that matter most? Well, you are in the right place. Here on the Grace-Filled Leader Podcast, we focus on spirit-driven success and share the secrets to having better work-life balance as a busy woman in leadership. Here you will learn how to set boundaries like a boss, find peace of mind, and reclaim your time for the things that matter most. Hi, I'm Tanya, a wife, mom, leader, and certified Christian life coach. For most of my life, I tried to find worthiness through achievement. I spent decades people-pleasing and pouring myself into my work. I was looking for my value through the approval of others. This led me to feel burned out, empty, and exhausted. I had no time or energy for myself or my family. I realized that I was wasting time and energy looking for validation in all the wrong places. But my life changed when I finally surrendered and God showed me a different way. It is my mission to help you start living the abundant life God has for you. If you're ready to become fueled by grace and find freedom from people-pleasing, if you're ready to multiply your time and impact as a Christian woman in leadership, this podcast is for you. Roll up your sleeves, sister friends. It's time to get after it. Let's start by acknowledging the struggle, the endless to-do list, the constant busyness, and the feeling that there's never enough time in the day. But here's the thing. You have more control over your schedule than you think you do. By learning how to filter what does and doesn't belong on your calendar, you can reclaim your time and create space for what truly matters to you. Before we dive into the practical tips, let's explore why filtering is so important. Your time is precious, and how you choose to spend it shapes your life. By intentionally filtering what makes it onto your calendar, you can ensure that your time aligns with your values, your goals, and your priorities. It's about saying yes to what truly matters and no to what doesn't serve you. So some practical tips, which these are going to be familiar to you. And again, you're going to hear some redundancy this month as we're really honing in on how to really reclaim your time, which also aligns with the free workshop that all y'all can come and join me at later in the month, where we're going to dig into my three simple steps to creating more time with less guilt. So let's get back to it. Some practical tips for filtering your calendar. Number one, clarify your priorities. Take some time to reflect on your core values, your goals, and your priorities. Remember, these are the guideposts or the compass for prioritizing your time. What matters most to you in your life? Family, career, personal growth, professional growth, maybe being more involved in your community. If you haven't already, write down your top priorities and keep them front and center as you filter through your calendar. Number two, again, we've talked about this, set boundaries. Boundaries are your best friend when it comes to filtering your calendar. Decide what's non-negotiable for you and your family. Whether it's dedicated family time, self-care routines, or protected work hours, whether that's at a day job away from home, or if you're a business owner and you work from home, it's almost more essential that you really protect those work hours so you can focus. Learn to say no to activities or commitments that don't align with your boundaries. Next, use the 80-20 rule. We talked about this one. Remember the Pareto principle, also known as the 80-20 rule, that states roughly 80% of results come from 20% of efforts. Apply this principle to your calendar by identifying the 20% of the activities or commitments that yield the most significant results or that bring you the most joy. Focus on prioritizing these high impact activities and consider letting go of or delegating or delaying the rest, or at least a good chunk of the rest. Next, practice time blocking. We've talked about this one. Time blocking is a powerful technique for filtering your calendar and ensuring that your time aligns with your priorities. Schedule dedicated time blocks for your top priorities, whether it's work projects, family time, or self-care activities. Treat these time blocks as sacred appointments with yourself and protect them from interruptions or distractions. Hey, busy lady, are you ready to transform your relationship with time and live a life of purpose and abundance? Then you won't want to miss my upcoming workshop, The Time Management Makeover. It is coming to you live June 6th at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. In this live event, I'll be sharing four transformative steps to help you create more time with less guilt so you can finally achieve the work-life balance you've been craving. It's time to stop letting time manage you and start taking control of your schedule. Ready to make a change? Head to the link in the show notes to register for free and take the first step toward a life of freedom and fulfillment. Again, head to the link in the show notes or go to gracefilledleader.com/workshop to register for free. There are a lot of common questions, so let's address some common questions when it comes to filtering your calendar. Number one, how do I determine what belongs on my calendar and what doesn't? Again, start by clarifying your priorities and values. What are the most important aspects of your life? Family, career, health, personal growth? Use these priorities as a filter when you decide what activities to keep and which things actually make it onto your calendar versus are set aside and might not make it on your calendar. Ask yourself whether each potential item aligns with your priorities and contributes to your overall well-being and goals. Now, let's be real. There are things that have to get on your calendar that maybe we don't love, but they just are have-tos. They are necessary parts of our day or our week that are essential to the operations of our home or our jobs or our work. But besides that, if something doesn't align with your priorities and your goals, consider saying no or finding an alternative solution. Second question, how can I say no to commitments without feeling guilty? This is a big one. First of all, remember that saying no is not a rejection of the person or the opportunity. It is a choice to honor your own needs and priorities. Practice assertive communication by first expressing gratitude for the opportunity, but kindly declining. You can offer a brief explanation if necessary, but avoid over-explaining or apologizing excessively. That doesn't contribute to a sense of boldness, and it really puts you at risk for caving in because you're sort of giving the impression that you are not worth setting boundaries around your time. Really, you generally don't owe anyone an explanation when you set a boundary. You don't have to tell them why you are unable to commit. Remind yourself that setting boundaries and saying no is essential for protecting your time and your energy, which ultimately benefits both you and those around you. Question number three. What if I'm afraid of missing out on opportunities by filtering my calendar too strictly? This is a natural fear to miss out. And I hear this a lot with my clients, and it's sometimes not even missing out on the event or the opportunity, but it's often the fear of missing out on the acknowledgement or the kudos or the self-promotion that comes along with the opportunity. But remember that every time you say yes, it comes with a cost. By saying yes to one thing, you are saying no to something else. So again, you need to go back to your compass, your guideposts, your key priorities and values. What do you actually want to say yes to? Trust that by filtering your calendar and focusing on your priorities, you are creating space for the opportunities that truly align with your goals and values. So eventually, you will be saying yes to the opportunities that you truly do not want to miss out on. Practice an abundance mindset by believing that there are always more opportunities available, and prioritize those things that bring you the most fulfillment and alignment. If you look back, honestly, what is reality? I don't know about you, but the reality in my life is that I have far more opportunities that come my way that I'm basically tending to say yes to more often than I should, than opportunities that I miss out on or the reality that they aren't going to come again. Opportunities are always coming along to want to speak for your time. So just be real about that. You are going to get plenty of opportunities. And sometimes, like we said, saying no isn't a no forever. It might just be a no, not right now. Question number 4, how do I handle conflicting priorities or commitments on my calendar? Okay, we've talked about this. Start by evaluating the urgency and the importance of each conflicting commitment. Use that Eisenhower matrix that we've talked about or a similar prioritization tool to assess which tasks or events take precedence. Consider whether there are alternative solutions or compromises that can help you address conflicting priorities. Can some of the tasks be delegated or rescheduled or maybe combined? Is it possible to negotiate deadlines or commitments? Be willing to make difficult decisions and communicate openly with those affected or involved. You need to be honest and transparent when you interact. Be honest and transparent about your capacity and your capability and your reasons or rationale for prioritizing. Remember, those urgent, important things have to take priority. And hopefully, there'll be less and less of those and more of the important but not urgent, which means there will be less times when you will find conflicting priorities. Question number 5, how can I maintain balance and avoid overloading my calendar with too many commitments? Well, you need to regularly review and reassess your calendar to ensure it remains balanced and aligned with your priorities. Practice mindfulness and self-awareness to recognize signs of burnout or potential burnout, or just overwhelm. Recognize them before they escalate to the point of no return. Set boundaries around your time and energy and be proactive about scheduling downtime and self-care activities. Let me say that again. Be proactive about scheduling downtime and self-care activities. Scheduling rest and downtime and self-care is not an act of laziness in the right proportion. It is essential to keeping your tank full so that you can pour into the things and the people that are most important to you. Learn to delegate tasks and responsibilities when necessary, and don't hesitate to ask for help or support from friends, family, or colleagues. Sometimes as leaders, we really struggle with delegation or asking for help or even accepting help when it's offered. We want to seem like we have it all together, and sometimes we struggle to give up control. We want to make sure that things are done our way, which we might think is the only right way. But honestly, that's not true. We have to be willing to accept other ways of doing things and accept help. Because if you don't accept help and you try to take it all on, inevitably you will fail or you will drop the ball in some way, shape, or form, which will really compromise your integrity, or it'll compromise the trust that others have that you will follow through on what you need to. So delegation and asking for help is actually a very responsible thing to do. By addressing some of these common questions and providing additional guidance, working women can gain clarity and confidence in filtering their calendars, hopefully creating schedules that align with your dreams and your priorities. Remember, it's about quality over quantity when it comes to our time. And by filtering wisely, you can make the most of your time and truly live a more fulfilling life. That's all for today, my friends. So until next time, I hope that you have days that are filled with gratitude, peace, and God's amazing grace. I pray this episode blessed you, spoke to you, or encouraged you in some way. If so, please share it with a friend and head on over to Apple Podcasts to leave me a review. That's the only way for me to know if you're enjoying the show. Nothing blesses me more than to hear from you. Also, come on over to our free Facebook community. This is a great place for us to support one another on our faith and leadership journeys. You can find the link to the group in the show notes or go to gracefilledleader.com/community. If you have questions or content ideas for the show, please send me a message on SpeakPipe or via email. Go to gracefilledleader.com/contact and leave a written or voice recorded message. I would love to know how I can best serve you on the podcast. Now to Him who can do immeasurably more than we can ask or imagine, according to His power that is at work within us. Ephesians 3:20. Until next time, my friends, God bless.